It's time for Blown Off, and we have Steven on the line. Steven, good morning. How's it going, buddy?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
I'm good. I'm tearing into my first cup of Java, so I'll be good to go.
Just tearing it up.
Oh. Yeah.
First of all, I just got to say I love you guys' show so much. Especially you, Megan. God, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Speaking of Mark's early morning coffee, you're my morning coffee every morning.
That's so sweet.
Oh, that is sweet. That is sweet. But,
you're funny, Mark, but Megan is just simply, she's just amazing.
Okay.
All right, Mark's like, hey, what the hell?
Yeah. So what the hell do you want, Steven?
I want to talk about this date and how I got blown off.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about, too. Enough about Megan.
Yeah.
Tell us, first of all, who's the girl? What's her name?
Yeah, her name's Tiffany.
Okay. And what happened with you and Tiffany?
So I went on a first date with her. So I thought it went well. Conversation went great. Laughs back and forth. We had a lot in common.
Right.
You know, kind of the same usual of why I'd be questioning why there isn't a second date or why I got blown off.
Yeah.
You know, I really wanted to go out with her again. We exchanged numbers, of course. You know, so I texted her to see if we could talk. You know, I prefer to talk and not text. That way you don't get any misunderstanding with tones or anything.
So you texted her to ask if it was okay to talk.
Yeah, and okay. I didn't just call her over and over. I texted her just to simply see if we could have a conversation.
Right.
She said she was in the middle of something, so
okay.
I gave her space. You know, she never called back or she never texted back.
Yeah.
You know, just, and so then a few days later, I texted her again. You know, asked the same question: would it be okay to talk? You know, it's been a while. And then she said she was in a meeting, which I found completely odd. If I should let you know, she's a waitress. And so now I think like she's just lying to me.
Yeah.
Waitresses have meetings.
What? Come on, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe like early shift staff meetings real quick just to get the day started, but not like a business meeting that could take.
Right.
I mean, typically, if you're a waitress, you just say, hey, I'm working. I don't know that I'm in a meeting would be the...
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why the meeting thing came out. So I thought that was kind of weird.
All right. And so you haven't heard from her since her big meeting?
No.
Okay. I mean, look, nothing personal, but it does seem like you may have an issue with blown offitis.
Yeah, it does.
And
just Megan just makes the whole thing.
Right. Okay, all right.
This is my favorite person.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to call Tiffany. Okay, my God. Get a room. Here's the deal. We're about to call Tiffany because she's blowing Steven off. Last time they communicated, she said, I'm in a meeting, I can't talk, and she's a waitress. So he thought that was kind of odd, which, let's face it, it is. So we're going to go ahead and call her now. Are you ready, Steven?
Yeah, I really am. Thank you.
All right, let's see. Yeah, in the immortal words of Larry the Cable Guy, let's get her done. Here we go.
Hello?
Is this Tiffany?
Yes.
Good morning, Tiffany. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much. I'm halfway through my first cup of Java.
Yes.
Awesome.
Do you know who this is, Tiffany? What?
No.
It's Mark Kay and Megan. We host the Big A Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, hey. Oh. We just wanted to talk to you on the radio for just a minute. Is that cool?
Sure. Kind of weird, but sure.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
We are kind of weird.
Speaking of weird, we were actually calling you about a guy named Steven that you went out with. He says that you're blowing him off and he really likes you and he doesn't understand why. Could you give us the reason?
He did call me and I did kind of lie to him because I don't really want to go out with him again.
Right. No, we figured all that out from the context of the situation. What we don't know is why you don't want to go out with him again. Did he do something or say something or?
No, I mean, I'm just pretty sure he's in love with someone else. And so I just figured I would let that go.
You think he's in love with someone else?
Uh-huh.
Who is he in love with?
It's actually you, ironically.
Me?
Well, no, not you, no, Megan.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was literally like all he talked about. I mean, we talked about your show for a moment, and then it was like all he talked about the rest of the night. Your laugh, this sarcastic thing that you do, and yeah.
Oh my God,
wait,
he was
whoa.
Was gushing on you when he called. Steven, are you in love with Megan?
No.
He's on the phone.
Hi Tiffany.
Hi.
Listen, Megan just got brought up. So are you just talking?
Yeah.
No, I'm not in love with Megan.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, it might not be love, but it might be infatuation or obsession. I mean, you're in something with her.
Oh. What the hell is happening?
Okay. Hang on 1 second. Have you met Megan before, Steven, or you just like her from the show?
No, I just really like her from the show. You know, I follow her on Instagram. She's a celebrity, you know? I mean, I know about her dog, you know? By the way, you looked stunning in your dress at your cousin's wedding. what an outfit.
Your cousin's, wait, when did you go to your cousin's wedding?
What? That was like a really long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, the throwback pictures, you know, that you posted up not too long ago. Anyway, I'm just saying that you came up in conversation about the show, and, you know, I was just simply trying to find something in common with Tiffany.
Yeah, like maybe Tiffany was in love with Megan, too.
What?
No, I just mean, heard of the show.
It was literally
her.
Like we were friends, and he was telling me about his girlfriend. I mean,
you felt like he was your friend just opening up to you about this girl he's in love with.
I mean, absolutely gushing about how pretty she is and how talented she is. And I mean, he told me that my hair kind of looks like hers. It were just, you know, just a couple inches different. And that's weird.
Yeah, that's
not,
definitely
no, it's
weird.
Not to hear on a it's, date. I was giving you compliments. Megan happens to be an extremely beautiful woman.
Oh, my God.
I was.
But regardless of who the person is, you probably shouldn't be talking about other chicks when you're out on a date with someone.
So.
Yes.
Listen, don't you guys tell somebody they look like a celebrity sometimes? You know, like, hey, that guy looks like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, or I get
maybe
that.
Maybe like an actual celebrity, not me.
You gotta stop talking about celebrity at some point on the date.
No, that is true. A lot of people have compared me to Matthew McConaughey. I've recently started getting Channing Tatum, but only when I'm at the gym.
Right.
So I don't, but I think you're right. I mean, I guess if you drone on and on. Tiffany, what did you do when he started, you know, just gushing over Megan repeatedly?
I mean, at first I was just kind of taken aback, and then it got a little creepy, so then it was just kind of like waiting for the date to end.
Just waiting for the date to end. Okay.
Yeah, that is a little creepy.
Yeah.
I didn't see any signs of that.
You didn't see any signs of that? Okay. All right, well, listen, at this point, usually what we do is we talk to you a little bit, Tiffany, and, you know, now that we've cleared the air, we see if you would be interested. Maybe if Steven didn't compare you to Megan or talk about, you know, stalking old pictures on her Instagram during the date, maybe, you know, would you want to go out with him again?
I don't know. Now that I know that he stalks old pictures on her Instagram, I think probably not.
Like, this actually made the situation worse, huh?
It's really weirding me out.
You don't follow any celebrities on your Instagram?
Not aggressively, no.
Do you follow any celebrities through the parking lot?
Obviously a misunderstanding.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
it's
my
obviously
God.
It's a misunderstanding.
Help me.
Hang on 1 second. By the way, you can meet Megan at Arlington Toyota.
No.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Megan, you're a celebrity. It comes with the territory.